Oftentimes, when discussing the LGBTQ community, we forget that they come from different areas and regions and cultures. We have a very exciting event coming up on Thursday, March 1st, at the Urban Appalachian Community Coalition, and that is a presentation called Being Out in Appalachia. And joining me in the studio are the coordinator for the series, and that is Paulette Hansel. And also one of the writers, and that would be John Ray. Welcome, Paulette and John.
Hi. Thank you.
Paulette, give us a little bit of background on the program, why the council decided to present it, and who some of the other writers are.
Yeah, excellent. So this is part of the Urban Appalachian Community Coalition's Literary Salon program. It's a first Thursday literary salon, and the fall and the spring, we offer it the first Thursday of each month at Lydia's on Ludlow, which is a cafe and a coffee house and a great venue for performances. And we started the program in spring of 2016 because we wanted to talk about issues that were important to Cincinnati's urban Appalachian community and really to the community at large, and to use literature as a way to broach subjects that people might not really have much other avenue to think or talk very much about, and then also to bring to the attention of the community the great literary artists that we have in Greater Cincinnati and even beyond. Actually, this series, with the support of Arts Wave, we've been able to bring in artists not just from Cincinnati, but also from surrounding areas, in this case from Kentucky, Central Kentucky, and Eastern Kentucky, and to talk about this particular issue, and that's being out, being gay in Appalachia and in Appalachian communities.
John, where are you from originally?
I am from a little town called Mingo Junction, Ohio, which is close to Steubenville, Wheeling, and Pittsburgh.
And growing up, when did you know?
Oh, I had my suspicions there, you know, when I, you know, got fixated on, you know, high-heeled cowboy boots and, you know, doing imitations of Ann Miller in front of the TV. That kind of got me going. But really, I mean, I didn't come out till, you know, I was in college.
Here in Cincinnati.
Here in Cincinnati, yeah.
Yeah.
And how long have you been writing?
I started scribbling, I guess, in high school, did a little bit of journalism, didn't really think about, you know, writing too seriously. I got involved in theater after college, and actually I'm a playwright, basically. I don't write very much prose, although I'm going to read some prose today.
And how would you describe your writing when it comes to style and subject matter?
Well, mostly for the theater, what I and my partner, Terry Flanagan, started out doing almost 40 years ago was kind of omnivorous social and political satire, scatological humor, blasphemy, anything that we could get in people's faces with. We did shows in people's backyards. We did shows in bars. We just, you know, made all of our own costumes, wrote or stole all of our own material. And, you know, we went on for a good long time like that before we kind of came in and became a little more legitimate.
And I believe you have an excerpt for us. Why don't we go ahead and go into that?
Sure, we can do that. It has nothing to do with my theater work, but it is about my hometown, Mingo Junction. My hometown, Mingo Junction, Ohio, is a movie star, thanks to The Deer Hunter. It's only one of half a dozen locations used to create Clairton, PA, but I'm certain it's the definitive one. It has to be. There's a long shot at the beginning of the film. A steel mill is venting flames and smoke in the distance. In the foreground are the onion domes and three barred crosses of not one but two Eastern Rite churches. Houses cluster on hillsides sloping away from the Wheeling Pittsburgh steel mill. They're the audience in an amphitheater featuring the mill as a permanent performer. Smokestacks rise from the cavernous towering sheds of the blast furnaces to loom over rail yards and mountain ranges of slag stretching up Cross Creek. At night, they vent the stacks, sending booming echoes up the hillsides into the country, painting the sky orange, depositing cinder dust on cars, trees, bronchioles. In the morning, old Slovak ladies in babushkas sweep the soot from brick sidewalks. Mingo is dirty, gritty, foreign, America compressed and seasoned, a natural for the movies. I don't think about Mingo much for many years, although I'm strangely proud to be from a place whose name sounds like the punchline of a joke. A good friend of mine and I would listen to PDQ Bach in her bedroom as secretively as if we were exploring the Kama Sutra. Our giggles at the musical in-jokes were yet another thing I could never explain to my father or any other man in the town. I find out years later that our high school is considered one of the worst in the state. Not that we needed any confirmation. We are embarrassed by the way we talk and instead pick up general American accents from TV. We say we are from near Pittsburgh. We leave. When I learn that they're making The Deer Hunter there, I can't wait to see Meryl Streep say Yuns.
Very good. Now, would this be part of the salon then on the 1st?
Yeah, probably. I'll read part of this and some new material, I think, because the theme is out in Appalachia, but I was never out when I was selling. So I was very dedicated to staying in. So I kind of want to write about that.
I'm curious to find out about some of the other writers. Mm-hmm. I understand there's two more writers involved.
There are, yeah. And I will tell you a little bit about them and also read some of their work. Savannah Sipple is one of the writers, and she is primarily a poet. She's a 2017 recipient of a grant from the Barbara Deming Memorial Fund, Money for Women, which is pretty prestigious. And her first book, WWJD and Other Poems, is coming out next year. And she also is the co-owner of Briar Books in Lexington, which is a new bookstore there. She's a marvelous poet, and so I brought a poem of hers to read called Can't. My left eye is stronger than my right, so I tilt the gun to that side. This is called canting. Bub's been to war and come home to teach me to take care of myself. He has knowledge I don't, says a 45 is different than my 22, but not to be afraid of it or the one he packs. The 1911 weighs my hand down, makes me hold tight. I'm afraid of backfire, of a black eye, of blood. The paper target tied to the tree has holes in all the right places. Damn, you ain't half bad, sis. Men call girls sis here, women, even when they want to F them. I never wanted to learn, grew up afraid of the guns in the house, but I like the way each bullet slides into place when loading, each bullet blasts into the paper vandal. I am sick and thrilled at once, like my fear got scared off but took me with it, like Bub might choose to go back, like two wrongs really can make anything right. And so that's Savannah Sipple. And one of the things I'll just say about the Salon series is that the process is that about half of it is performance and writing, or reading of writing, but then the other half is discussion about issues. And so that's been one of the really interesting and I think valuable parts of the program is that we get to hear this marvelous writing, but then we also just get to talk about what it brings up for us and what experiences that we might want to bring to the conversation as well. Savannah lives in Lexington, Kentucky, but she's from Beattyville, Kentucky, which is pretty deep into eastern Kentucky. Keith is actually a little bit further southeast. He lives in Hyden, Kentucky with his husband and their dogs. And his first book is Bernadette Peters Hates Me, True Tales of a Delusional Man, which was a finalist for an Independent Author Network Book of the Year Award. And Keith is primarily a humor writer. He's a really funny guy. And so I'm not sure if I'm doing a disservice, but I'm actually going to read a more serious piece of his from 2016 in response to the Pulse nightclub shooting in Orlando. I Am Orlando by Keith Stewart. I am the guy who writes funny things, but not today. Today I am furiously heartbroken. I am heartbroken that 49 more Americans have been slaughtered by a coward with a gun that can fire 45 rounds per minute. I am heartbroken because the Americans who were shot down this time were my people. When I was finally strong enough to come out of the closet, I left my small Kentucky hometown that had taught me there was something very wrong with being homosexual. I headed for Orlando, where I found a vibrant community of like-minded people who had broken away from their own hometowns and oppressive upbringings. For the first time in my life, I was able to be myself. I was free to date, love, dance, hang out with anyone I chose. Most of the time, all that happened in the nightclubs. In fact, Orlando's gay bars were the first place I ever held a man's hand in public without looking over my shoulder out of fear. Those clubs were my safe haven. I know in my heart there was at least one young man in Pulse Saturday night who had moved to Orlando from some small southern town. He had been taught his entire life that no one would love him if he were gay. His church had taught him he was hell-bound for having the feelings he was born feeling. Now in the City Beautiful, he had found a new family of accepting friends, and he was finally free. He was in the one spot he could safely be himself. He hugged and kissed his friends. He laughed and danced to the music. That guy was me 20 years ago in the same club. Neither of us ever dreamed that this newly found heaven could be so violently torn apart by the bullets of a madman. So nothing funny for me today, just heartbreak and request. Remember June 22nd as an act of terror, sure, but also remember it as a specific attack on the LGBT community. And that's Keith Stewart.
You all have such a wide range of works being presented, yeah, covering everything from reminiscences of pre-coming out and all the way through more contemporary issues on a worldwide scale. I would like to thank this evening's guest, John Ray, author and playwright, and also Pauletta Hansel, who is the coordinator for the salon event. Once again, that is the Urban Appalachian Community Coalition's Appalachian Literary Salon. This one on Thursday, March the 1st from 7 to 9 at Lydia's on Ludlow. This one is Being Out in Appalachia. For more information on Being Out in Appalachia, as well as the Urban Appalachian Coalition's Literary Salon and the Urban Appalachian Community Coalition, please be sure to visit our website at wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, this is Jim Stump.
Time is winding up. Time is winding up. Your